Of Mark chapter 8. Let's turn our Bibles. I'm so much blessed by the singing.
Hey. Bless your heart. Praise the Lord.
All right. Mark chapter 8, verses 34, 35, 36, and 37. I commence the reading. And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, whatsoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's sake, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Shall we pray? We can take our seats. Our gracious Lord, we come once again before your presence, asking you, Lord, to fill us and to speak to us through your word. Father, now is the time that you want to speak to us. Use me as a vessel to your own glory. Bless this time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So before we dive into preaching, I want to sing a song. I'll sing hymn book number 57.
Yes.
But I'll sing it in our language.
Yes.
Okay, the way we speak back home, I'll start by saying, Mwabuka shan mwense, mwishinida ba Yesu Kristu, mulivri no, nishkuto tabalesa. Everyone is, what is he saying? That's how we speak back home. John chapter 3, verses 16, the Bible reads, pakuti baalesa, bari temenwa wa pacharo chapan shuku akuti, fyo pere filia, bari pere mwana wabo fielwe enka, ati abantu bonso okapema mumuli yeta konalwa sombi ati akalu kuline mweo wa miyaya. Have you heard anything there? Nothing. That's how we speak back home. But the Lord is good. My English is so terrible. But I'll pray that God will give you much grace to understand whatever he wants you to hear from today's preaching. Hymn book number 57 in our language, Rock of Ages. Iweria muyaya pisame muli muevo. Himilo panamenda yalipo komokele echine pamutaliko nasange akunswesha temili moyandio ingampulo shanego ibute mwebanchichile ipakumfwi lava Yesu papecha kumpulusha mwebo mwakundubula. That's how we sing back home. Thank you for your listening. Let's go to our text today. In our text, we are going to find there is a question that our Lord Jesus Christ has posed. And this question, to me, was like a knife which was stabbed in my heart. What can a man give in exchange of his life? What can you give to exchange your life with? It has come at a time when Jesus Christ always was moving around the earth, preaching the gospel, making sure that everyone understands and gets what it is required of them. From 34, he is asking the total dedication of a discipleship. If you are a disciple, who is a disciple? A learner or a follower or someone following Jesus Christ? What is the requirement to be a disciple? Jesus Christ answers, say, you have to take up the cross and follow him alone. The Bible says the one who sets the call or the one who calls also sets the rules. If you are hiring people to work in your farm, in your house, in your company, you have to give them the rules. And they have to follow those rules. And Jesus Christ here is saying, if you want to be my disciples, this is what you want to do. You have to take up the cross and follow me. So now, we are not going in that direction with the passage. The passage, we are going to lean on the value of the soul. What is the value of the soul? So from this passage, we are going to see that Jesus Christ is explaining so much about the soul and its value. I want to explain something, and the question will be, what makes something so valuable? What makes your soul, my soul, valuable before God? So the question we are going to answer is from this passage. Therefore, verses 36, we can read that once again. So the Bible is encouraging us how you and me can understand the saying, what Jesus is saying here. Verses 36, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Number one, I want to see 3 or 4 points, then we'll be done. What makes your soul and my soul so valuable? Jesus is trying to explain to the people that your soul is so valuable. Your life is so valuable. Why is it so valuable? Because you cannot exchange it to anything. Because you can gain all this world, you can have whatever you can have, but if you lose your soul, then you lose everything. Why is Jesus saying this? Because he knows the value of the soul. How does Jesus know the value of the soul? Because he created it. Its origin, number one, your soul came from God. Then, because it came from God, it makes it to be so valuable. Anything from God is original. So man can try to make anything, but when it is not God, then it won't be original. So what makes your soul to be valuable, it is because it came from God. So its original makes it valuable. There are some of the things when you buy, they are expensive because of the name. The Nike, the Jordan, the Gucci. You know what I'm talking about. When you carry the brand and it's original, then it's valuable. Sometimes it's just the name. Even the thing could be fake, but when the name is there, you buy it. So Jesus Christ is saying, your soul is so valuable because it is from God. Jesus knows it is well, knew the soul, and know it well. That's why he's calling the people. Brethren, he's on the earth. That's the reason why he's calling them to understand. You can live your life here on earth. You can do whatever you are doing here on earth. But when you lose your soul, then you lose everything. That's why I want them to know that principle. There is nothing you can exchange with your soul in this earth. So from here, we see reason number one, because where it came from. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verses 27. The Bible says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female. You may forgive me, I'm taking a lot of water. I'll be fine. So God created you and me. Everything that we see, it is God who created. So now Jesus Christ is talking about the life, which is the soul. It came from God. That's why it is so valuable. Then Jesus Christ is explaining it so well to the people that they understand. Before we could move, we could walk, God formed man from the dust. And before a man can move, it was God who breathed into a man, and man became a living soul. So no one here on earth can say, I gave you the soul, I lendered you the soul, or I borrowed you a soul. No, we all receive it from God. That's why it is so valuable. The second thing that we are going to see, why is the soul valuable? I'm running very fast. Your pastor preaches so fast, but me, I'll take a little bit slower because I'm just learning the language. So, number two, we are going to find that the origin, number two, the potential. The potential, what makes something valuable is origin, number two, its potential. What do I mean by that? What it can become. What it can become. So when we talk about the human soul, God created it for it to become something. To become what? To become like him. So the potential of your soul and my soul, we were created so that we can be like him. So let's read 1 John chapter 3, verses. 1 John chapter 3, verses 2. The Bible reads, beloved, now as we are the sons of God. We are the sons of God, and it do not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. So Jesus Christ is telling knowing already that the soul he created for the purpose of being like him. So the soul is variable, one, because of it, where it came from, two, the potential it has. You and me here, we know already that you can buy a farm if it has potential, or you can buy a house if there is potential in that. Or you can go into a business knowing there is something that you want to do, or the area, the place, wherever, knowing what you can do. I'll give an example. If you have children, you have saved for them, you have worked for them, and they have everything. And then those children are misbehaving. They are just not serious. They are wasteful. They are on drugs. How can you feel as a parent? How can you feel? You will not feel good, one, because you have everything that they need. You have provided an environment. You have saved for them. They can go to school. They can go to college. And they have a potential of becoming whoever they want to be in future because of the platform you have given them.
That's right.
And when they mess up, how can you feel as a father? Because they have everything. Then you say, you kids, I've worked myself. I've done this. We have served with my wife so that in future you can take up our business. You can take up all this. But is this what you can become? Why? Because you know the potential they can become. That's why Jesus is saying, do you know your life? He called them. The reason why Jesus was telling them, because he said, your life is variable. You have a potential of becoming like me. So when you see me, you'll be just like me. So there is nothing you can exchange with your life here on earth. In short, he's telling them, take off all whatever you see here on earth. Remove your eyes from these things, materialistic things. Be not conformed to this world, that's Paul said, but be transformed. Be like Christ. Let the mind that was in Christ be also in you. So, brethren, the potential we have one day is to be like Jesus Christ. So we need to value our soul so that we don't just look around, enjoy life, and waste our life. Then, lastly, do not come to the end of your life. And when you face the Lord, he'll be showing you that this is what I wanted you to be. You had the potential to be like this, but look at how you have destroyed yourself. You have destroyed yourself with drugs. You have destroyed yourself with ease, sins, everything here. You lived for yourself. You lived to satisfy yourself. I wanted you to be like this. And then you and me will be crying because we didn't live according to the potential that God has given us. Your life is so valuable. Lastly, what makes your life valuable? It's how much someone is willing to pay for it. How much someone is willing to pay for it. Things can be whatever they want, but if no one is not willing to pay, yes, it doesn't matter. So someone has to be willing. Oh, sorry. Someone has to be willing to pay something. So when we read the Bible, today we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know what meant that? It is because someone was willing to pay for this soul. Why? It is because it is valuable. It was not useless. Let not anyone deceive you. Man is a special creature from God. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made in God's eyes. Because of that, that's why we have to take the Bible seriously. Because he did not leave us alone. Even when man sinned, still God provided a way. Started with sacrifices. I've seen this. It was a sacrifice to show that God was still looking for a man. And animals died just to try to save a soul. Finally, all those didn't work. God said himself, I'll go down and die and pay for this soul. Then he came down. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19, verses 10, he came to seek, to look for the soul that was lost. That makes it more valuable. Brethren, God is still looking for you. He's still looking for me because we are special in his eyes. He does not want that any should come to perish. But everyone should come to repentance. That's the desire of God. I'll finish with this. Do you know the value of your soul? Do you know where it came from? And do you know who have paid for your soul? If not, sin has already been paid for. Our job is just to accept the payment, accept him as our Lord and Savior, and then he will say, enter into my Father's kingdom. He came, he died, not just to die any death, but the sacrificial death, which was painful, that he suffered for you and me. That was not easy. He was willingly crucified. And the crucifixion was the worst of all kind of killing on earth. But he went and he died. The Bible says there was total darkness on earth. And he died. The Bible says he cried. He felt like the Father is no longer loving him. Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? He was willing to save that soul. If it was just me, then it is fine. Praise God. If it was just you, then praise God, because it is so valuable. May you live your life knowing that you are special before God's eyes. And make sure you take up the cross and die for him. That's how you can save your life. Thank you, Pastor. Sorry, I was so nervous.
And the Bible says this in 1 Timothy chapter number 1, the Apostle Paul writing, he said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He said, of whom I am chief. Verse number 13, he said this, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I done it ignorantly in unbelief. I don't know how this morning finds you, but I'll say this. You may not mean nothing to the person to the right of you, and you may not mean nothing to the person to the left of you. But there's one above you that came down to give his life that you might be saved. If she plays the piano, sings some song, whoever's going to sing. Listen, if you're here and you're saved, he paid a mighty big price for you just to live however you wanted to live.